Okay, good morning everybody.
So here we are in Parshas Devarim.
So I'd like to look at one particular mitzvah, which is mentioned in this week's Parsha, and something interesting that spring off from this mitzvah. So, in summarizing the history of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to discuss at a great length the choosing of the choices, of the judges. And one of the things he said is that he commanded the judges, they say, Hiru Panim Ba Mishpat, do not show favor. Hakotin kagodol tishmol. And then we have these words, loy sogush leish. Do not fear anyone. So sometimes in a judgment, in a mishpat, in a din Torah, a judge can feel threatened to feel, well, maybe if I'm going to pasken against this one, he's going to do something to me, he's going to harm me, he's going to harm my property. Loy sogush leish. So there's a mitzvah over here not to be afraid. Yeah, of course, that's probably maybe more more practical. So let's see what exactly does this mitzvah involve. What type of level of harm are we talking about? So in the Morning Sanhedrin, when he records this din, says the following. Let's have a look. Shnai Shevol Levi. There's two people who come to a din point. Echad Ra. The Echad Kosher. One is a sort of easygoing type, and one is a very difficult, troublesome sort of type. If you go against his will, all sorts of things begin to happen. So, actually, Tishma Devrayim, before you have heard their tithes Bechlal, or even if Tishma Devrayim, or even when they've begun to speak, that you haven't yet got to my iota of feeling where the Psach did lie. So at the beginning, before the Din Torah has really got underway, the Zion is entitled to say, and I don't wish to get involved. You see, one of the Bali Din over here is a difficult character, an awkward type, so you're entitled to say that I don't wish to be involved. However, continues the Gemara, in this context, I don't wish to be involved. Show on this highest cover, because I'm concerned, perhaps, the bottom line will be that the one who is the difficult character will become a chayim. The nitzar chozok rose point. Now what will happen? He will pursue me, he'll seek to harm. Mishnah Kishma to bring, once you have heard, that he is there, the hechel adin loite, and you know where things are going. And then you say, oh, well, you know what? I don't wish to issue a psalm din over here, because I didn't meet with a psalm din. And here it goes again. No. He has been offered loyal alliance, any mishkach lochem, then you cannot say, I don't wish to give you that. Shenema loy soguru mitneish. As is written in our process, loy soguru mitneish, you must be afraid. Now the Gemara doesn't clearly specify what type of damage we're talking about. It just says, nitsa chodot roi for it. The concern is that the one who is more powerful, the difficult type, he is going to rose point, he's going to pursue the dying. And what is he going to do? So the Sifri describes more exactly, more in detail. Says the Sifri on this topic. Notice the word of Daesh. Do not be afraid of anything. Says the Sifri. Shepot Koybar, perhaps your faith, Mishyore Ami Diploy. I'm scared of. So I'm scared of this guy. Shemo Yarli Espani. Perhaps he'll kill my child. Or Yishema Yavli Eskadishi, or perhaps he'll set my property alight. Or Yishema Yekatsi Esnath Yoytai, or perhaps he will come and ruin my entire vineyard. Talmud Loi Soguru Mitneish, and this is written, Loi Soguru Mitneish. So, the Sifri seems to take it very far. Appears to be saying, if we take the Sifri, you know, Kipshute Mamash, appears to be saying that even in a situation of Hakamas Nafashis, the Zion is obliged to issue a psak and not to be concerned about the possible results, the possible consequences.
But he's not polypondic
in Gemara, right? Well, the Gemara doesn't.
So before.
No, right. No, he's not polypondic in Gemara in that aspect. So beforehand, he can still say, I don't wish to be involved in this entire.
And the reason may be he's afraid he's afraid.
Yeah, even if the reason is because he's afraid. Mr. Free is referring to after he's already And he wants to say, well, you know what, I'm just not going to give him tzedakah. I'm going to say, sorry, I don't want that. Well, that you're not allowed to do. And so he's just being more specific in describing the type of damage that we're discussing.
Who wants to be attached with this, by the way? He's knocking out of it, and you have to find
it. So, the same wording to Sifri is to be found also in the Rambam. He quotes the word of Sifri almost exactly. Mishitishmai Sifrei, once you purpose in a Torah of the Hegel, the Hegel, the Moite, the other of Shai Loima, in the Nitzach Lofen, Shereh Ma Loi Tugur, the Ish, Shaloi Toima, Ish Loi Yerosho, Shelo Yarlik Esponi. The exact wording of the Sifri is to be found also in the Rambam. So the sort of question or surprise over here is, how can it be really? We know that in the Fadabah Cha'imi is Nate the Kulat Nefesh. So it really is a concern. Seriously, it's a concern that he might kill somebody. Could it really be that the Dayan is obliged to opt the issue of Zatin, even though it might put somebody at risk of his life?
So you would say, really? Nobody will want to be a Dayan. So this guy is a big mafia guy. So
you're saying, therefore, that might be the logic to oblige somebody to offer a psalm, even at this risk of his life, otherwise nobody will ever do it. I get it. You could say a logic in it, maybe, but nevertheless, we know the sort of cloud that the three Shalish, Shaveris, Hamuris, where they took out a message, they took out a message, they took out a message. In the Chodava, or even they took out a message.
Or is he saying, do not, recuse yourself from such a case, as I would say. You might be fearing for your life, but you have no opportunity.
Yeah, in a certain sense, Chazal Darshan is used to Lo Tzavur Mitzayish. They do also Darshan this word, Lo Tzavur, as do not gather your words in, i.e. do not withhold the psalm. So the mitzvah really is not to withhold the psalm due to the fear. But nevertheless, it's an interesting point you bring up, because we do find that the Torah, on some occasions, commands us regarding things which are basically emotions. I could say that took him in Parashat Shoftim, or Kitete, about when Am Yisrael is going to war. So it says, not to be afraid of them, let's sit over here. Don't be afraid of them. You might say, well, I think to command somebody not to be afraid. It was a very interesting line of thought. Perhaps it is possible. A person can also, maybe with the right discipline, with the right background thought, can control his emotions as well. It's a wider discussion.
But in this case, you're assuming that before the war, if someone is afraid of war, go back home. If you just build the house, go back home.
Right.
So we somehow
so we do find cases where you are afraid
to go to war. You're afraid of go back home.
Yeah.
You're afraid, judge. It's okay to someone
else.
I don't think the emphasis on being afraid or not being afraid, but the emphasis is that you don't, because of you're afraid.
And this point over here, that is the main thrust of it.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid, you're not going to offer the psalm. So the point is, don't be afraid, i.e., meaning offer the psalm. Why? So, the Zak over here, right, that most certainly these words of the Sifri are not halakha, or at least not halakha kipshuta. They don't mean it, either they don't mean it mamash, or we don't talk it like that, because he says, the end of the second line of the back, the hechel, the ikis lakona, yotel, the stalik, atla, akash, yodea, hechel, the hechel, adin, loite. Surely if there is lakona, then one can certainly withhold giving a psak, even after you've heard of the Torah and you know where it's going, And the contrary, the zori is the ene. This is the correct behavior, and the judge is talking, not certainly not punished. The law of the loy for guru ene ero shelo la hachlis to borecha, not to withhold the pesach. The neibal mariva with somebody who's going to be argumentative, and he might cause damage. Alav hashash takolus the poshes for heaven's mind. He says even laundry damage loy ayikum. Okay, but others do not agree with the Bach.
So can you repeat the Bach outside?
The Bach says that basically we don't have to like this system. Certainly in a case where there is chashash sakona, there is no requirement to offer a psak where there is a chashash sakona. There's no difference any other mitzvah in the chotobo or even with nature kwa nefesh, and you don't have to offer a psak. However, other questions, the Tumim and others, and I've just put him here on the sheet, say differently. Tzav B'Shalom says the Tumim should be still Taka Adoy Ezen Mogo. Tzav B'Shalom, for any reason or fear, you're starting after Mehadim. But Chayim Lodum. Uvazu Ayis Yifri, this is what the Supreme is saying, that Hilu Yaroi, even if you will kill in the stomach, the Chayim, and he was obliged to offer up Tzavim, Shikazar Mitzchak Ledin. The same we're talking about, the place committed. So the Torah seems to be saying that you have to offer a psak din come what may. So there's no way of understanding this at the end of the day, if there really is some honest, there's somebody who's obliged to offer a psak din a ayit pekuas nefesh. So some say it's like a type of haftah, a very promising answer over here, one should trust in Hashem and no damage will come back. And I thought that someone should compare this to a fascinating idea written in the Amshul Shlomo in Bobbit. The Gemara there discusses a very interesting episode where it tells us that the Roman sent two captains to Am Yisrael to study the Torah. They were interested to hear what the Torah was about. They sent two captains, two chiefs, Shnei Tzar B'Yotos, two generals to study the Torah. They said to them, Nimdumu Terachem, teach us your Torah. Koru v'sham v'shilshu. They took them through the Torah. They did chazor a second time, v'shilshu, and a third time. Took it away, and then they went back to Rome. V'shalach v'shilach, when they were going to go. So they said, listen, v'gdachnu v'chol terachem, thank you for teaching us. We've learned your entire Torah. The evidence. And it's amazing, your Torah is true, it's good, it's good.
Did you have someone that was about to die, or were you?
No, even they were going to return. They were going to return to Rome. Except for one thing. There was one thing which did not find favor in the eyes of the Roman general. What was that? Chatem, you say that if a shosh and Yisrael, Nogat shosh and Nokri, if someone has a bit of a coming over, shosh and Yisrael, the ox of Yisrael galled the ox of a Nokri, Loga Shosha Lachri, possible, don't have to make, possible. We shall Lachri, shall Loga Shosha Yisrael, but a Goy, the ox of a Goy, Gaul, the ox of a Yehudi, of an ox of Yisrael, same time they would, they still have to commit a town, would, whatever it is, they have to pay Nezek Shalom. So again, if a Jewish owns ox, Gaul, the ox of a Goy, you get a scot free. But if the ox of the Goy, Gaul, the ox of the Jew, then you have to pay another shot. So, as we can well understand, the generals were not especially happy about it, and they said that we don't like that. What? And nevertheless, they actually told them double there, and on the way here, no, they were lucky that they found favor in the eyes of these generals and said, you know what, when we go back to Rome, we're not going to say anything about it. Keep it between you and me. That's what they said. They had a lack of it. Now, after the Marashal, Yamshel Shlomo, the most amazing Kasha. I mean, could you believe it? If you or I had been teaching that guy, when we got to this halacha, we would have actually carried on and turned the page quickly. You know, we would have found some way to get around it, to shmear things over, to avoid this halacha. Well, what was the point of teaching that to the guy? Do me a favor, you know? In the second paragraph, on the second line, he says, Hallelujah, you think so dumb or koshe kaleh? You cannot find a worse thing than this. Lord Rabbi Bnei Olamoy, to teach the Goy. Shalachu Futurim, they had Eichol, that we don't have to pay if we damage them, they have Chayomim. The Chiloy, the Roy, the Lachu Shach Beshalim, the Chalash Shmodes, the Churvoy, the Leif of Bnei. Furthermore, come on up. Imagine what types of Chashoshis can arise from this, especially in those times. We're not dealing with nice, friendly, whatever, okay, Soviet kind of thing, you know. The Romans were very powerful and pretty nasty. So, imagine what types of psychology you could be getting yourself into by teaching this halacha.
Unless they had learned enough to then build enough trust, because it seems that you guys were quite happy, right?
Right, so you say maybe they understood.
Maybe the Chachamim thought, you know, we look so happy, maybe now we can.
They understood that they would see it in a favorable light.
Or not, maybe they would not get nasty.
Yeah. Maybe you could say that. The Marashal is Machanish, a big fish. Elo Shemami, no. Says the Marashal, that you can understand from here. Shemu Kuyovin Onu Limser Al Kibush Hashem. In Chas Visholim Yishai Habin, Tabla Kukutner Vatirat Moshe. Says the Marashal, the end of the second paragraph, not so far from the bottom of the first line. 3-4 lines up from the bottom. That to change the halacha, in other words, to give the impression that the Torah says something different than what it really says, that is tantamount to being kofer in the Torah. In other words, even if from our top one doesn't believe it, to give over the impression the halacha is something different, but that's what happens to be mitzvah nefesh, a massive chiddush. Because otherwise, it's like a type of kofer. In other words, to give the impression that the Torah, the halacha is different to...
You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that.
But even when there was the boy who said, I want to be going to Gadol or something like this.
Yeah.
It was true like this. And he said, it's the first, go learn, then we're going to talk.
Okay.
And when he learned, he figured out, you know, he realized, he's not the boy.
Okay.
So, isn't that whole contest, so to speak?
I don't see why, really. I don't know exactly the details of the story there. But it's always a good one. Over here, they get to this pop of show Re'eim.
Right.
So they have to teach what it means, Re'eim.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thought you were going to ask a different question. There's another place in the Gemara. There's a very famous episode with the Egyptian king Talmai. Talmai Amalek, he was interested in having the Torah translated. So he took 70 of the kingdom, and he put each one in a separate room. And we know they made 10 changes, I think. Bishvil Kovat HaMachos. So, the question is, if you're telling me that you're not allowed to change, even if in the Chashash Makoma you're not allowed to change, so then, how did they change? So that might be after swimming himself off, and he answered that that was different. If you'll pay attention to all of those changes, we will see that in fact all the changes were just, they were translating the Torah Shebichtav. And they translated it in order, on the contrary, to give over the correct understanding in the Torah Shebichtav. If you had translated it 100% literally, somebody could have made a mistake, somebody could have misunderstood that it means something else. But they changed it in order to give over the correct understanding. But to change something from the correct understanding, on the contrary, to change something, then you're not allowed to do it. So this could be a possible explanation in the dimensions regarding the Dayom. That if they're going to, they've already heard the Din Torah, and they're going to withhold a psak due to fear, that is a type of perversion of the halacha. They're giving the impression that the halacha may be lying differently, and I'll just add that it's not a 100% comparison. One could discuss, one could think about it, because they're not giving a psak halacha against the halacha, they're just saying, I don't wish to say it. But could be there's a comparison to bear this is a possible understanding. Now, in addition, I'd just like to bring this to any other yoga. I heard this also compared to the famous episode of Kapsa and Bar Kapsa. That the Gemara in Gittin, Kapsa and Bar Kapsa, we know the famous story. There was this fellow Bar Kapsa who came into the party, thrown out pretty unceremoniously, and was very unhappy about it. So he decided to bring trouble upon all the Jews. So off he went to Rome. He told the emperor, he told the Caesar, that the Jews are rebelling against you. And Caesar said, well, instead. So he says, well, send them a korban to offer in their base mikdash, a special korban from the Caesar, and you'll see exactly why. Okay, so the Caesar sends a korban with his Barkhamsa all the way to Yerushalayim. On the way, we know what happens. Barkhamsa takes a little knife and he makes some sort of mud, some sort of blemish in the animal, which is going to prevent us from offering it on the mizbech. He arrives in Yerushalayim with his special korban from the Caesar, and it's inspected in Beit HaMikdash, and they see it's got this blemish. Okay, so the Chachomim are in a quandary, what should be done over here? So a very interesting Shatan Vatariya takes place between the Chachomim and one particular Tana, one particular Chachom called Rabbi Zachariah ben Akkos. So there's two stages in the Shatan Vatariya. At first the Chachomim say, you know what, well let's offer it up. So Rabbon with Kerubim. The Chachomim thought, let's offer it on the Mizbeach. Mishum Shalom Malchus. Because of Shalom Malchus. Yeah, it's put it the Korban from the Caesar, it's not a Dama Pashut. Even though there's a law not to offer it, a Baal Mugam on the Mizbeach, let's offer it Mishum Shalom Malchus. So Rabbi Zachariah ben Akkos says, no, you can't do that. Yoimu, people will say, Baalim Mumin craving the Yabe HaMizbeach. People will see this event, they will see you offering a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach, and they will understand that a Baal Mum can be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So then there's something else, okay. You know what? We hear your Taina, so we won't do that, we're not going to offer it. Rather, this son of Barakatsa, who is obviously going to run now back to Rome, and report that we didn't offer the Korban, someone will be today and says, you know what, let's kill Barakatsa. Let's kill Barakatsa, the loyal lady will lay alone. That he shouldn't go back with his report to Rome. So he says, hurry then up to this. No, you can't do that. Yoimu, people will say, Matil Mum for Kodshin Yehori. People who will see this episode will understand from this that Matil Mum for Kodshin was who blemishes a Korban Yehori is sentenced to them. So he didn't do anything. And the Gemara tends to conclude with a certain criticism of Rav Zachariah ben Akkos. Now let's understand what exactly is the discussion here between the Chachamim and Rav Zachariah ben Akkos. The Chachamim say, first, well, let's offer it on the Mizbeach, the Shum Shalom Malchus. We didn't come here with a law, a Torah prohibition to offer a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. So what does the Chachamim say, the Shum Shalom Malchus? So we can surely conclude, normally all that to be over on the law. For anything, certainly one's obliged to give all one's money. Only not one's life.
Except for
the one's money. So it must be. We can only conclude, and indeed, the Torah explains this way, that the Chachamim understood that this Shalom Malchus entails within it Chashash Sakonis Nevoshes. If you're going to start up with the Caesar, who knows where things can land up. So they viewed it as Sakonis Nevoshes. So if they viewed it as Sakonis Nevoshes, then what is the comeback of Rav Zachariah ben Akkos? That he said, well, Yomru, Matur Mum, the Kodshim, Yomru Bali Mum is craving the Gabi on Mizbeach. They're going to say that a Baal Mum can be offered on the Mizbeach. Well, so what? Here we are dealing with the Kwan Mesh, and you're telling us, Yomru Bali Mum is craving the Gabi on Mizbeach. Well, say a Baal Mum can be offered on the Mizbeach. Similarly, in the next stage, they said, well, let's kill Barakamsa. Now, what is it that can be mucking you, that can permit you to kill Barakamsa? Can only be, the only scenario which can permit you to kill somebody like that could be if you view Barakamsa as a rogue, as one who endangers the entire civil. So we view Barakamsa as a rogue for Mami. So he's going to run back to the Caesar and tell him what he's going to tell him, and the Caesar's going to come. So he's a rogue. They've been a rogue, they've bothered on the floor, hashing the hoggins, and let's kill him. And again, Rav Zachariah ben Akkos comes home with the same type of taina. No, they're going to say, Yoimu Matul Mum Bekodshim Yehori. The one who blemishes Kodshim Yehori should be killed. So what is the taina of Rav Zachariah ben Akkos? I think that That, in the light of the Yom Shel Shlomo, we can understand the position of Rabbi Zachariah ben Akut. Rabbi Zachariah ben Akut is saying that whatever the price may be, you cannot pervert the Din Torah. The Torah has to remain absolutely perfect and shalim, and we cannot pervert the Din Torah at any price, even at the price of the Kuat Nefesh. We cannot give the impression that the halacha is different. The integrity of the halacha has to be preserved absolutely in its entirety. Very powerful idea. Let's just conclude with one final point. And nevertheless, the Gemara does seem to conclude with a certain criticism of Rabbi Zachariah ben Akut. It could be that the discussion of the Gemara revolves over here on a fine point. You know, let's accept that the words of the Marashal are true, but cannot give an incorrect psak at whatever price. However, this story over here with Tafsar and Barakatsar is a sort of in-between case. We're not talking here about giving an incorrect ruling or telling somebody that Allah is different than what it really is. We're not going to tell anybody anything. Question is, what is going to be perceived as? So if the Bible of Kudus held that the people are going to perceive it as a psak, that Matrimon Bakotchin Yehore, that Bani Mumin Kraven Nagabe Amizet, people are going to perceive it as a perversion of Halacha, as a different psak din, that is also included in perversion of the Halacha, which one's chayav to be Moser Nefesh for. And that's what we know. That's taking it too far. We're not giving an incorrect psak Halacha. We're not telling anybody that Halacha is different than what it is. People will perceive it wrongly. That's already a great area of this Yisoy. So the Yisoy might be accepted by everybody. The question was maybe how to take it in as regards this Hashash and what others will say. Okay, we'll stop here for today.